Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Numbers chapter 4, verse 49. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses, they were listed, each one with his task of serving or carrying. Thus they were listed by him, as the Lord commanded Moses. I love this picture at the end of Numbers chapter 4. This whole chapter is talking about different people and different duties that God gives to them among his people, unique responsibilities that different people have by name, by family, by clan. It's a pretty powerful picture of what we see really later in the New Testament. When I think about 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and in the church, the members of a body, every member being important, each member possessing different gifts, different skills by God's grace, different opportunities to show God's grace. Not everybody is the same, but all are working together for the building up of the body of Christ. That's what's happening here in Numbers chapter 4. Different people with different tasks, different duties, all working together. No one person has it all. It's this whole picture of a body of people working together. And so I just want to encourage you, as you think about your life as a follower of Jesus, you are gifted by the Holy Spirit with unique gifts, skills, a unique makeup for the building up of God's people, for the accomplishment of God's mission in the world. And I just want to encourage you, do not underestimate the part you have to play, the duty, the role, the responsibility that God has given to you in his church, and make the most of it. Do all that God calls you to do as a part of his body, as a part of his people, as a part specifically of the local church where you are a member, where you are committed. God, we pray for each of our lives. Help us to play our parts and never to minimize those parts. God, thank you. Thank you for giving all of us a part to play in the building up of your people and the spread of your glory and the accomplishment of your mission. What a privilege that none of us deserves. Not one of us deserves. And all of the gifts you've given us, unique gifts you've given to each of us, are all evidence of your grace in us. So we praise you for them. We pray, I'm just compelled to pray for people who might be tempted to minimize those gifts, might be tempted to think, I don't have that much to offer. God, may the truth of your word just overcome that lie. And may they know that by your Spirit in them, they have so much to offer. Just like 1 Corinthians chapter 12, every member counts. Every member is valuable. Every member of the body. So may everyone who's listening to this know that. In the church of which they're a part, may they know they have a valuable part to play, and may they play it to your glory. May each of us use the grace gifts you've given us, uniquely even, for the building up of your church and the spread of the gospel and ultimately the display of your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.